In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Emily. And each episode, I'll tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you. We're having lots of mid-May fun here. We've got some shout-outs coming up after the story, so make sure you listen out for those. And I'm off to tell some real-life stories of shipwrecks and pirates at a very famous historic dockyard. So if our UK listeners are near Chatham Historic Dockyard this half-term, why don't you come and see me for some piratey fun? I'll be telling stories there until Wednesday, and I'll put the link in the show notes. And for all our other listeners, I thought it was about time we did a story about the sea, so you don't lose out either. My story comes all the way from South America, a country called Chile. Now, off the coast of Chile, there is a beautiful island called Chiloé. It is home to lots of rare and endangered animals, including penguins. Oh, I love penguins. But old stories of the island tell of another creature that lives beneath the waves, the pincoya. Pincoyas are mythical beings like sea fairies. They look a bit like mermaids who live in an underwater world. They are generally very wary of humans, and some say that when a poor sailor is lost or drowned at sea, the pincoya guide them to a great phantom ship called the Caliuche. It sails the sea for all eternity, having a massive party on board. But this story begins on the shores of the island, so I think we should start. There was once a poor old woman who lived by the seashore. There was once a poor old woman who lived by the seashore. She lived in a little hut all by herself. Her husband had been a sailor long ago, but one day he never came back. Now she was too old to work in the fields like the other islanders, so she spent her days looking for food in the rock pools around the beach. On good days, after a big storm, she would find shrimps and crabs and little fish to eat. But on bad days, there was nothing to eat at all. So she would look for driftwood, washed up from some unhappy shipwreck way out at sea, and she'd use the wood to strengthen her little cabin or as wood for her fire. It was a very lonely life. One night, there was a great storm. The sea raged and the waves charged the beach like 100 white horses. The old woman huddled in her cabin, hiding from the wind that battered around the walls. Oh, when will this storm stop? But eventually the storm died away, and the sun rose, and the sea was calm. The old woman headed out onto the beach, excited to see what treats the storm had washed up. There was lots of seafood in the rock pools, so she happily gathered up shrimps and crabs and tiny fish in her basket. When she saw a huge shell sitting in a big rock pool. It was the biggest clamshell she'd ever seen. It was bigger than her entire bed. Goodness, she thought, that would feed me for weeks. But how do I open it? She picked up a sharp stone and was just about to start prizing open the giant shell when the shell gurgled and blew bubbles. Oh! Then, slowly, the shell began to open, and inside was a beautiful little baby. From the waist up, the baby had red curly hair, smooth, creamy skin and sparkling emerald eyes. But from the waist down, it had a tiny fish tail. A pinkoya, said the old woman. A pinkoya child here on the land? Oh, I can't leave you out here. But what shall I do with you? The baby smiled at the old woman and reached up its arms to her. So, carefully, the old woman lifted the shimmering sea child out of the giant shell and carried her back to the cabin. She filled her little iron bathtub with seawater and was about to put the baby in when it started to scream. Oh, no, 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 it's all right. It's all right. I want to help you. But the baby bawled and bawled at the sight of the bathtub. So the old woman wrapped the sea baby in a damp cloth, put her in her basket, and went to see the wisest person on the island, an old Mapuche man, known to all on the island as a powerful shaman who could talk to spirits. He lived in a cave on the far side of the island, and he did not like visitors. But when he saw the little baby in the old woman's basket, he smiled. Ah, Pinkoya! I have not seen Pinkoya for many years. This one is very young. Yes, said the old woman. I found her in a giant shell on the beach. But how did she get there? Perhaps her mother put her in the shell for safety during the great storm, to save her from the hungry sea wolves who prowl the ocean floor. I have heard many tales of their battles with Pinkoya.
Well, I don't know what to do with her. I can't put her back in the sea to be eaten. I tried to make a little pool in my bath, but she just screams and screams.
The old man stroked his beard. Your bath is iron. She is fairy. Fairies do not like iron. It burns them. Take her back to the seashore. Sit her on a rock where she may be seen from the sea, but not too near to waves. Keep out of sight and wait.
So the old woman took the baby Pinkoya back down to the seashore. She found the giant shell and pulled it up onto a warm, dry rock above the breaking waves. Then she placed the little infant inside, hid herself behind a nearby rock, and waited. At first, she heard nothing but the sound of the waves and the cry of seabirds. She started to feel a little sleepy. But then she heard a voice, beautiful singing in a strange language. The little baby in the shell started to sing too, as if answering the voice. The old woman watched as a figure emerged from the waves, a glittering woman with long red hair and sparkling eyes.
Pinkoya!
The Pinkoya swam toward her baby, pulled herself out of the sea and onto the rock. Her body gleamed like mother of pearl, and her long shimmering tail sparkled with rainbow colours. She picked up her child and rocked her gently, singing her strange lullaby. The Pinkoya didn't look frightening or dangerous, so quietly the old woman crept towards the couple on the rock.
Hello!
The mother screamed and held her baby close.
No, 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 please, I am friend. I helped your baby. Keep the baby safe, yes?
The Pinkoya baby gurgled and pointed to the old woman. Then she seemed to wave at her. The mother then spoke.
You have saved my child. She cannot swim by herself yet. I hid her from the sea wolves in the giant shell, but the great storm swept her away from me. Thank you, human.
The old woman bowed her head to the mother.
I will help in any way I can.
Then please, take care of her a while longer. It is not safe in her home. A battle rages beneath, between the sea wolves and Pinkoya. If you will guard her in this quiet cove, she can learn to swim. I will see that every morning all the pools will brim with shrimp and crab and fish for you. You will never be hungry.
Oh, and I shall not be lonely, the old woman smiled.
You once had another you loved and lost. I will find him for you. It will be my gift of thanks, I promise. Take care of my child.
The Pinkoya hugged her little one tight and placed her gently in the shell. Then she dived into the sea. The baby began to cry out, but the sound of her mother's strange lullaby filled the air for a few moments, lulling her to sleep. And so, the baby Pinkoya stayed with the old woman. There was a huge rock pool near to the cabin, and every day the old woman placed the little baby girl in the water. She kicked her tail and splashed and giggled in her own private paddling pool. And at night time, she slept soundly in the cabin in her shiny giant shell. The Pinkoya child grew stronger, and soon the old woman was carrying her down to the sea to swim in the shallows. The old woman would watch with joy as the little girl learned how to swim and dive and leap out of the water. Her mother would come every day to feed and play with her, while the old woman collected seafood from the pools. There was always food to be found, just as the Pinkoya had promised her.
Oh, if only things could stay like this forever. Soon she will be a strong swimmer and will leave with her mother. And I will be all alone again until I die.
When their swimming lesson was over, the old woman scooped up the toddler from the seashore and waved goodbye to the mother Pinkoya.
I have not forgotten my promise to you. The ship will come.
And she disappeared out to sea.
What does she mean, the ship will come? Oh, well, Let's get you to your shell bed, little one.
The Pinkoya swam down into the depths of the sea, down where the light is less and the sea turns a deep indigo. Down where the seaweed grows in huge forests, swaying with the currents. She swam down to where the battle raged, the great sea wolves gnashing and snarling, and brave Pinkoya fighting them back with tridents, smashing them away with their strong tails. She swam on into the quiet of the ocean, past pods of whales and giant squid. She swam far away, listening and looking. Then up, up, up to the surface, where the moon shone down on the endless ocean. And there she heard the ship coming. The sound of music and laughter floated across the surface of the water, and out from the mist came the Caliuche, the ghost ship. Mother Pinkoya had been searching a long time, and now here it was. The large sails of the three masts seemed full of wind, but there was no wind on the sea. The ship was covered in lanterns that blazed so bright it seemed the ship was on fire. And the crew? The souls of people who drowned long ago, enjoying the party that would last for all eternity. None of them could leave, and none of them wanted to. But maybe there was a chance. The Pinkoya slipped silently through the water toward the phantom ship. She grabbed at the ladder that dangled down to the water and began to climb. And as she climbed, her tail transformed, so that when she climbed up onto the deck, she was standing on human legs. Pinkoya can do this on magical ships. The music stopped and the sailors fell silent. Where is the captain, Milalobo? A huge man in a pirate hat stepped forward. His face shimmered with scales and tentacles rippled beneath his jacket. Milalobo, great god of the sea.
Ah, daughter, have you brought more drowned souls for my crew?
No, father. I come alone.
How goes the battle with the sea wolves?
Not well, father. You must send message to all Pinkoya to help us in our fight.
The great sea captain growled and showed his huge shark teeth.
It is done. I will send you more soldiers. The sea wolves must know their place. Now, how is my granddaughter?
The mother Pinkoya bowed her head sadly. She nearly died, father. If not for the kindness of a human woman, she would have been eaten by the sea wolves.
The captain seemed to ripple with anger at this, and his tentacle arms curled and clenched.
The human must be rewarded for this kindness to Pinkoya.
Yes, father, she must. That is why I have come. There is one here among the crew, one who is lost to her. I wish to return him.
The crew gasped. The captain growled.
Impossible!
No, not impossible. You are Lord of the Sea. You can make it so for your granddaughter.
The captain looked at the glittering Pinkoya.
I will think on it. Now go, tell our people that soldiers are coming.
As the months passed, the Pinkoya child grew quickly, and soon she was swimming strongly in the bay, diving and leaping like a dolphin. The old woman watched her joyfully, but when she saw her mother surface nearby, her heart filled with sorrow. "Oh, it is time. She will take my girl from me now, and I will be all alone again." The two Pinkoyas embraced in the water. Her mother was delighted at how strong the daughter was and how well she swam. The little girl swam up to the shore and smiled from the shallows.
"I have to go now."
"I know, little one. Mama says you will always have food in the pools." "Thank you, but I will not have you." The Pinkoya child grinned.
"Don't be sad. I'll come and visit. And who knows, you might not be lonely after all. Bye. Thank you for taking care of me."
And she flipped out of the water and disappeared below the waves. The mother Pinkoya waved. "The ship is coming, human. A promise is a promise." And she too disappeared. The old woman sat alone on the shore, listening to the sound of the waves and the mournful song of the seabirds, and she wept lonely, salty tears. It was evening by the time her tears dried. The sun was sinking into the sea, bathing the world in a fiery red glow. Soon the stars came out, and all was dark. The old woman got up and began to head to her lonely cabin when she heard the sound of music and laughter. She looked out to sea, and there, on the horizon, was a ship, glowing in the darkness, heading at great speed toward the bay.
The Galeucci, the ghost ship, it's real.
When it had reached the bay, the ship slowed to a stop, and the music died away. A great mist swirled around its hull. The old woman strained her poor eyes to see, but the ship was too far away and the mist was too thick. But then, out of the mist came a small rowing boat with a single lantern. And in the rowing boat was an old man.
"It can't be. It can't be. It is!"
The old man rowed to shore, jumped out of the boat, splashing through the shallows and up to the beach. He threw his arms around the old woman and the two of them wept tears of happiness.
"I'm home, my love. I've come home."
They both turned to wave to the ship, but it was not there. All they heard was the strange and beautiful song of the Pinkoya rippling on the sea breeze. The end. So, listeners, did you like that story? What was your favourite bit? My favourite bit was definitely aboard the phantom ship, the Caliucci. There are lots of legends about that famous ship.
I really like the fact that the captain is Milalobo, the god of the sea. And how brave was his daughter, asking for the soul of a lost one to be returned. I also wonder what happened with the battle between the sea wolves and the Pinkoya. But I guess that's a story for another time. And now we have some shout-outs. Firstly, here's a birthday shout-out for one of our May patrons. Ali has turned 6 and she lives in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Oh, happy birthday, Ali. Thanks for listening. And here's a shout-out to Golden, Indigo and Ocean. What brilliant names. And they're at their new home on Fort Shafter, Hawaii. I hope you guys enjoyed this sea-themed story. Hi, folks. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you would like a shout-out or to hear 3-Minute Myths and extra stories and videos, you can become a little sprite or a power pixie over on Patreon. Come and join our club. So that's it for this episode. You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily. I hope you enjoyed the podcast and we'll have another story coming soon. But until then, oh, tell me a tale of the endless sea, where the seahorses dance and Pinkoya swim free. Bye.
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Leo and Andy at Dragonfly Tales. Join our Dragonfly Tales podcast group on Facebook. Find us on Instagram at Dragonfly Tales Pod and follow us on Twitter at Emily Dragonfly.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.